inventing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
Free trade between the United States and China is a one-way street, and the U.S. has finally started to fight back. The United States slapped punitive tariffs on shrimp imports from China and Vietnam, saying that an investigation showed that both countries were dumping at artificially low rates. 90% of the shrimp consumed in the United States is imported, and a fourth of the imports are from China and Vietnam. The Commerce Department said its preliminary investigation found that all producers of frozen and canned warm water shrimp except one were selling at less than fair value. Southern Shrimp Alliance President Eddie Gordon said that the U.S. industry is fighting for survival and on the brink of extinction from the tidal wave of dumped foreign shrimp, which are mostly farmed compared with the mainly wild-caught shrimp in our country. The United States has filed a complaint against China with the World Trade Organization because Chinese tax policies hurt U.S. semiconductor sales. China is discriminating against key U.S. technology products, and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick says it's time to pursue a remedy through the World Trade Organization. American industries and labor groups are complaining about rapidly rising imports from China, especially clothing, furniture, and other manufactured goods. China uses an undervalued currency. China pirates music and software, represses wages, and uses other methods to unfairly compete against U.S. companies. China gives preferential tax treatment to their own goods, and when China imports semiconductors from us, our goods are hit with a 17% tax. Meanwhile, the U.S. textile and clothing industry expects to close 1,300 textile plants and lose 630,000 jobs in the next 2 years. The bottom line is, we export jobs, know-how, and technology to China, and the communists don't play fair.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. For a complete look at the free trade issue, including the latest on NAFTA and GATT, as well as how America so often ends up on the losing end of international trade agreements, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the information packet on free trade. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you ever been talking on a cell phone and had the battery die? Would you like to be able to complete your call? Well, you can with a Sidewinder cell phone battery charger. They're inexpensive, sturdy, lightweight, and provide 6 minutes of calling time if you simply crank for 2 minutes. If you continue cranking, you can talk indefinitely. They have an LED light that works for 5 minutes if you crank for 30 seconds. The Sidewinder unit is small, compact, weighs 2.5 ounces, and comes with a carrying case, a cable, and adapters that fit most popular cell phones like Nokia, Audiovox, Kyocera, Motorola, Sony Ericsson, and Samsung. The Sidewinders are only $24.95, and you can see a picture at www.readymaderesources.com. That's www.readymaderesources.com. And certainly you can order your Sidewinder at 800-627-3809. That's 800-627-3809.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says he intends to live forever. So far, so good. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here. And I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. We've had so many guests on the last couple of weeks. I'm way behind on bringing you up to date on what's going on in the country. So today I'm going to try to go through as many news stories as I possibly can as quickly as I can. And I'm going to begin by with an email that says, Dear Derry, just one of those thoughts you might like to know emails. Went to Carrollton, Missouri for band day and had a very pleasant surprise. Heartland Christian School had their band in competition. We've talked about Heartland before on this show. We've had Charles Sharp on, who is the founder of Heartland, and he is the financier of Heartland. He said, anyway, back to the band in competition, he said they were well represented, had nice uniforms, and sounded great. I was surprised to see them there, but took the opportunity to let others around me know all I could about the wonderful work of Heartland. If not for your show, they would have been just another school being represented by the marching band. And as we've mentioned time and time again, Heartland does a tremendous job with children that have strayed away from the right way, gotten themselves in trouble. And these are all troubled youth that they saw marching. Okay, now, for whatever it is worth, I don't know if you've heard about this or not. It's made some of the news media. But anyway, I think it's worth comments. And that is, it is illegal in the state of California now to pull weeds out of your field. If you have weeds growing in a field, you cannot pull them legally. California is the first state to ban most hand weeding in its farm fields. They said that's a decision that went on decades of debate over the stooped labor unnecessarily injuring farm workers' backs. The ban exempts organic farmers that use hand weeding as an alternative to herbicides and pesticides. Now, this comes from OSHA. California Division of Occupational Safety and Health issued the ban as an emergency order that takes effect September the 30th. So tomorrow, no more hand weeding. You can't bend over and stoop over and pull a weed in California. Hand weeding has always had a certain emotional significance attached to it. It's backbreaking, hard work. You're low to the ground. It is humiliating. Now, you know, for whatever it's worth, and just the other day, before I saw this, I have a weed problem. We don't put anything in our feedlots or our corrals until the fall, just when we work cattle, and then we wean in those lots. And the Jimson weeds get to be something terrible in there. And I spray a couple of times a year to kill all that stuff, but they still come back. And I bent over and pulled a pickup load of Jimson weeds just the other day. I threw them in the pickup because they already had their little seed pods on there, and we always call those seed pods porcupine eggs because that's what they look like. If a porcupine laid an egg, that's exactly what it would look like. They got little stickers all over them, little thorny things all over them. Anyway, nothing eats a Jimson weed. They smell good. I like to smell Jimson weeds. They bloom with a pretty white flower, but they're a problem. And I've been pulling Jimson weeds, and I was not humiliated. So there no doubt is something wrong with me. But anyway, the new rule in California now exempts any agricultural commodity grown without pesticides, a provision intended to spare the organic growers. So organic growers can still bend over and pull a weed if they want to. Or whatever that's worth. The new regulations also require employees to give hand-weeding workers a 15-minute break every 4 hours. We give our secretaries a 15-minute break every 4 hours. And all they do is sit at a desk. Anyway, you can't pull weeds in California. You know, boy, I tell you what, that's going to mess up a lot of people's lives that have had their kids pull weeds, and they pulled weeds when they were kids. Did you ever pull weeds, Jeff? You did pull weeds. See, that's probably what's wrong with you and me.
Sure, sure. That's obvious.
Now, this is all in California. They're not going to have any weeds to pull in California anyway, because the governor has approved massive conservancy. The conservancy will be the largest in the state in terms of land mass, overseeing 25 million acres from the Pitt River watershed in the far northeast corner of the state to the southern tip of the Sierra in Kern County. He was standing on a wide gravel bar in the Bear River flowing gently by him, and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed the Sierra Nevada Conservancy Bill. Now, that's just one bill. What did I say is going to take out 25 million acres out of production, all right? Then the state will also create a cabinet-level Ocean Protection Council. It's a council to coordinate state policy for protecting the Pacific Ocean. They're not satisfied with taking all this land out of production. Now they're going to take the Pacific Ocean out of production, and it's going to be controlled by an unelected council, for whatever that's worth. The rim of the all this is in California, but everything that happens in California sooner or later gets to every state in the nation. The rim of the valley would surround the San Fernando Valley, and it names four or five more valleys. It's Senate Bill 347. Now, this is in the California Senate. It's not in the United States Senate. But the Rim of the Valley Corridor Bill will set a standard nationwide for corridor and greenway bills. So if you like view sheds, if you like sound sheds, hey, it's all going to happen in California first before it comes to your house. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Why is the American educational system failing? Why are most college entrants required to take a remedial English class? If you read John Stormer's book, None Dare Call It Education, which we carry, you'll discover there is an intentional effort to dumb down the American people. If you love your children, don't send them to government schools. The Robinson Home School curriculum provides quality education from the 1st through the 12th grade. The program is available on 22 CDs which contain the lesson plans, textbooks, and the tests needed to educate your children. The only textbooks that you have to purchase are a set of Saxon math books. You can read about the Robinson Home School curriculum at www.radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. You can purchase this program for $199.95 plus shipping by calling 800-544-8800. 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Your child deserves a good education.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
People often ask me what they can do about what's happening in America, and I tell them, what you want to do is tell the most carefully kept secret in America, and let people understand that America was founded as a Christian nation. It was founded by Christians on Christian principles. Of course, this is not taught in our schools, it's not taught in our seminaries, it's not taught in our universities, and certainly never mentioned by the controlled media. But you can help us to get the truth out about America's Christian heritage by setting up an institute on the Constitution in your home, in your church, in your neighborhood. Call the Institute and the Constitution at 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. And ask about setting up an Institute of the Constitution. It's 12 programs. Everything's there on the video. All you have to do is, of course, get a group together. Call the Institute and the Constitution at 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. Everything's there on the video. All you have to do is get a group together. Get involved. Help us save America.
And we have returned. It is amazing how we have political, let's say, people in politics that no doubt have never been exposed to the Constitution of the United States. How people think today is unreal. Now, this happened in Flint, Michigan, and he's the mayor. He is the mayor of Flint, Michigan, Don Williamson. And there's a newspaper there, apparently, that he didn't like. So he saw the carrier, the paper boy, okay? He saw the carrier for the Flint Flint Journal, and he had the cops arrest this guy because he wanted to know where the paper deliveries were going. He spotted a carrier with newspapers under his arm, stopped him, demanded the names of his subscribers. The guy wouldn't give them to him, so the mayor called the police and had him arrested. After the carrier refused to reveal the names of his subscribers who got the papers in City Hall, he didn't want any of the people that worked in City Hall reading this Flint Journal. He issued an executive order previous to this forbidding city employees from reading any newspapers or magazine articles or other material that wasn't exclusively devoted to city business. Now, here is a mayor telling the city employees what they can and cannot read, not in the city hall, not while they're on the job, but while they are at home. Enough said. Here's another one. You've probably been stopped at a DUI checkpoint, which is unconstitutional, although it's been all the way to Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says we don't care if it's unconstitutional, we're going to do it anyhow, all right? The Oakland, California Police Department has halted its DUI checkpoints after the city's Hispanic leaders complained that the roadblocks were ensnaring too many illegal immigrants. Now, you can't stop DUI checkpoints because they're unconstitutional. But because they're catching illegal people, hey, we got to stop doing this. DUI checkpoints allow police officers to demand driver's licenses and proof of insurance, but the Hispanic community leaders complained that the checkpoints were making life miserable for the illegal immigrants who are not licensed to drive but otherwise obey the law. Hey, they're not obeying the law if they're not licensed to drive, right? Well, anyway, it didn't last long. They quit it for a while, but Mayor Jerry Brown on Monday ordered the on-again, off-again vehicle checkpoints back on the track, calling the stoppage a dumb idea. Local police officers have now restarted the roadblocks. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
From time to time, we have discussed the invasive species bills that have, to my knowledge, never passed Congress, but they've been batted around in Congress. We hear a lot about it from the ecologic nuts that they want an invasive species act similar to the Endangered Species Act. Now, invasive means that these, you have to learn the lingo. When I went to Australia, the first thing you do when you get down there, and they have them in the airport, is you buy a little book that says Dingo Lingo, and you learn to speak like an Aussie, because they don't call a pickup truck, they call it a Tilly, which means that is short for a utility truck. So you have to learn all this stuff if you're going to get along with these guys. You have to learn this Greenpeace talk. Okay, invasive to you and I and to the dictionary that Webster wrote, invasive means that it's difficult to see or hard to find or whatever. Hard, you know, it's an invasive thing. You can't really get your hands on it. That is not the case today. An invasive species means that it was something that was brought here to this country. Now, they have tried to pass invasive species legislation time and time again, and there's been so much controversy about it that it's not made it as an invasive species bill, as did the endangered species bill. But now what the Senate version of the federal, it's in the Senate version of the federal transportation bill. It's in Senate Bill 1072. Anyway, they're hiding it in there. Now, an invasive species, and they're talking about plants and animals, except they won't say plants and animals, it's fauna and flora. But just about everything that we have here in this country would be considered an invasive species because it was not native to this country. I mean, we're talking about things like horses and dogs and cats, pussycats at least. They maybe had mountain lions here, I don't know, but the pussycats were not here. Neither were the bees that make honey. The crops that we grow, except for corn, but the soybeans, alfalfa, I mean, just go on down the line, except for corn and turkeys and tobacco, that was all that was here that we grow commercially today. So all the wheat, we grow wheat in Kansas, hey, that's an invasive species. You would not be allowed to do that. Now, Bill Clinton signed Executive Order 13,112 in 1999, creating an Invasive Species Council. Now, here we go again, a council. That's an unelected people, group of people, and they're going to monitor and control alien species. Now, alien is probably a better term than invasive, but it doesn't sound quite the same, okay? According to Clinton's order, now here we have the dictionary by Clinton, alien species means, with respect to a particular ecosystem, any species, including seeds, eggs, spores, or other biological material capable of propagating that species that is not native to that ecosystem. Spores? So you see what this is, you think the endangered species was a land grab. What is this going to be? As I mentioned, most animals that we use here in this country as an agricultural crop, most grain, most of the fauna, flora that we use in this country as an agricultural crop. What kind of a house pet could you have if you wanted a pet? What kind of a house plant would you want? I guess Jimson weeds probably. And you know, they when I was going to school at the university, we used to take a shortcut to where we ate supper at night. And we visited with this lady that was always sitting out on her back porch. And I said to her, "You know what that is in your flower garden?" She says, "Sure I do." She said, "That's a Jimson weed." I said, "Why would you want a Jimson weed in your flower garden?" She says, "Because they've got a peculiar odor to them, and they do bloom pretty." And she said, "When I was a kid, my dad made me pull Jimson weeds till I couldn't straighten up." And she said, "I don't know, this smelling that Jimson weed brings back old memories." And she says, "I always keep a few seeds and plant a Jimson weed every spring, so I'll have a Jimson weed in my flower garden." Now, I don't know if that's an invasive species or not. But anyway, when they get to the moon or to Mars or wherever our next stop will be in the cosmos, I'm sure if there's anything growing, it'll either be a green bean or a Jimson weed, because those two things has never been a crop failure. Anyway, all this stuff would be coming under this alien species council that Bill Clinton signed the executive order on. Council members will work with the global, you got that? Global Invasive Species Program, that's a GISP, and hey, this thing is hid now in the Senate bill. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
On March 18, 1869, President Grant signed an act to strengthen the public credit. One provision of that act declared that the public faith is solemnly pledged to the payment of the interest and non-interest bearing obligations of the government. That's right, the American people, as indentured slaves, were pledged as collateral for the national debt. Hard to believe? Read The Coming Battle. First published in 1899, The Coming Battle details the complete early history of the Federal Reserve System using congressional records, newspaper reports, and writings of the Founding Fathers. The Coming Battle is a must-read for every American who wants to know when and where our country went wrong. To order The Coming Battle in paperback, send $24, check, cash, or money order to The Coming Battle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23.
AAM, the American Agriculture Movement. You probably first heard about the AAM back in 1978 and 79 during the demonstrations in the tractorcade that brought thousands of farmers, ranchers, and tractors to Washington, D.C. Times were tough on the farm back in those days, but you know what? Things have literally gotten worse. The family, owner-operator, and the agriculture economy is practically a thing of the past. The multinational corporations controlling the price of our farm commodities have been making big, and I mean big, donations to both political parties. And as a result, the Department of Agriculture will not enforce the Packers and Stockyards Act, and the Department of Justice will not uphold the antitrust laws that would break up these monopolies and allow competitive marketing systems to work. To learn more about AAM, log on to www.aaminc.org or dial 605-993-6201. For the last few years, I've talked about financial protection and diversification with my friends at Swiss America. The Associated Press reported that Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan recently said huge federal budget deficits threaten the nation's long-term economic stability as he raised new concerns about impending problems in Social Security and Medicare. He was speaking before the banking conference. Greenspan said he was more concerned about the budget deficit than the soaring trade deficit. He also warned a day of reckoning will come. Now, what does this mean for interest rates, currency values, and the price of gold? Please call my friends at Swiss America Trading at 1-800-289-2646. That spells 1-800-BUYCOIN. Ask for their special report, Gold, the Color of Hope, and the Right to Own Gold. Please act now to protect your money. Call Swiss America today, 1-800-BUYCOIN.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show.
And the man who says his mechanic told him he couldn't repair his brakes, so he made the horn louder. Jerry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Jim in Indiana. Hi, Jim, you're on the air.
Yeah, Barry. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. You keep talking about the old Jimson weeds there. I'm surprised the government hadn't stepped in and outlawed them as a drug.
I didn't know they were a drug.
You grind up some of them seeds and
hey, I've got a whole bunch.
Take a dose of them and see what happens.
Well, what happens?
You'll be hallucinating.
I've got a whole
You'll be on the biggest high you ever been on.
Well, that wouldn't be very big high, but I've got a whole pickup load of those things. You think we could take them to town and maybe get something out of them? They've got to be good for something because there's never been a crop failure, and right. animals won't eat them.
Well, I know, but that's a definite fact about the seeds in them.
Well, I tell you what, I've got a pickup load of them drying to where I can set them on fire.
Yeah, so, well, don't inhale any of that smoke.
you need to stay upwind, right?
Right.
Okay, hey, thanks for the call. Now, I don't know whether we're going to have the invasive species or not. Sooner or later, it'll happen because everything that the colleges want, they get, one way or the other. But anyway, some good news for Bush. George W. has listed fewer species for protection than any other president. Any other president. Bush has protected one-tenth as many species as his father did under the Endangered Species Act. Most of the protection he did extend came as a result of court orders. Well, good for Bush. That's the first time I've really seen anything that you can actually say is a concrete thing that you can put your finger on. Now, if he really wanted to do something, he'd get the dumb endangered species thing changed so that it didn't exist anymore. That's what I want him to do. But the fact that he put fewer on the list is a good thing, and we'll give him one hoorah for doing that. Okay, now, in case you are thinking about putting a conservation easement on your property, here's what your property might be worth someday. I say someday. I don't know. It maybe will, maybe won't. But I'll guarantee you, you can't sell it to a developer if it's got a conservation easement on it. And land that doesn't have a conservation easement on it can bring $91,240.88 an acre. I'm not kidding. And you know the property I'm talking about. You've seen it dozens of times. Okay? It's the Ponderosa. Remember Bonanza and the Ponderosa? They were on the air from 1959 to 1973. And, you know, Cartwright lied about that. Ben Cartwright, I saw him have a lady in a buckboard, and they were driving, and she says, "Well, when are you going to be on your ranch?" And he says, "Well, we've been on a ranch for the last 2.5 hours, and it takes all day just to ride a horse across this ranch, okay?" Well, he must have had a slow horse, because there's only 548 acres there. And it's located on a hill above Incline Village. I don't know where I've never heard of Incline Village, but it is at the north end of Lake Tahoe. Now, it sold to a developer back in July. It had been a theme park since 1967. I didn't know that. And they kept filming till 1973. So it was a theme park even while the Cartwrights were out there running cows off of it. Anyhow, a coalition of local and state government agencies tried to buy the Ponderosa to make public land out of it. And they had a coalition. The coalition had $50 million in order to purchase it. They didn't get it bought for $50 million. Now, if you divide 548 acres into $50 million, you come up with $91,240.87 an acre for whatever that's worth. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, you definitely do not want to put a conservation easement on your property. Someday, that land might be worth something. Someday, who knows? But you'll never get that for it, or anything for it, if you... The bank sure ain't going to loan you any money on it with a conservation easement on it. Anyhow, Royce Anderson owned the property. The property had been in their hand for 3 generations. He made a deal with the developer, David Duffield. They're going to develop the property. It's up there on Lake Tahoe. But we don't know how much it actually brought. But we do know it brought, or at least it was worth $50 million, because that's what this one coalition group wanted to give for it. Okay. In Wyoming, the school has to fence the bears out of the building. Construction of a bear fence at Valley School will be a community project. They're going to begin October the 2nd building this fence. After several recent bear sightings, including 2 on the steps of the teacher's cabin, the Forest Service gave the school permission. Now, wait a minute. Did you get that? The Forest Service gave the school permission to build a fence. You can't shoot a bear. You can only pepper spray it. And I personally don't care about getting close enough to one to pepper spray it. But here they have to go to the king, bow down before his council, and beg for permission to put a fence up to keep the bear out of the schoolyard. The teacher there is Andrea Morrow. She lives in a cabin next to the school on the Upper South Fork. She didn't see the two grizzly bears at first. She said, I walked right past the door and didn't notice them, but my dog went berserk. I looked out and expected to see people, but there were two bears looking at me. She has four steps up to her door, and the bears were on those steps looking right in the house at her. But they turned and ran after the dog began barking. Now, she's up close to Yellowstone National Park. Morrow and the five school children, she only teaches five kids. Wouldn't it be great to have a school like that? But you wouldn't want a fence. You'd want a high-powered rifle. Morrow and the five school children have been on bear alert since last week. Parents came with dogs the day after her bear visit and searched the area to make sure they weren't still nearby. The students stayed inside for recess most of the week. On Wednesday morning, three parents driving their children to school saw a total of five bears. Some of them were black bears, some of them were grizzlies. Knowing the children had to stay in for recess, the Double Diamond X Ranch invited Morrow and the students for lunch last week and let the children play in the game room. The students have seen bears in the area. They think it's cool, it's fun, but it can be a little nerve-wracking, said the teacher. I used to go for walks every night, but I probably won't be doing much of that anymore until the bears go to sleep for the winter. But the point here is that here's a school up in the mountains. There's only five kids there. Apparently, they're probably from just one or two families. And they have to go to the Forest Service to get permission to fence the bears out of the playground. What kind of a nation have we turned into? Well, a lot of people want to know, so a lot of people want to come to the United States, but it's going to be more difficult for them to do that. Visitors entering the United States will have to put each index finger on a glass plate that electronically scans their fingerprint and to have a digital photo taken. The biometric data will be stored in databases along with personal information such as your name, date of birth, citizen, sex. That's getting kind of personal. And passport number. And can be accessed by border patrol counselors, immigration, and law enforcement officials. So now all the illegal people, and I started to say illegal Mexicans, but we find out that there are a lot of Arab-type people along with the Mexicans coming across the Mexican border into the United States. They're going to have to stop, put their fingerprints in a scanner, have their picture taken before they can enter the United States. You see, this is just making it difficult on the people that are coming legally to the United States. They're not doing a thing to stop the illegals. Anyhow, that's the way it is. Let's take a break. I think I'm going to take a break. Yeah, I'm going to take a break. I was ahead of the music there. That's like getting ahead of the hounds. That's hard to do unless you're on a fast horse. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Well, I want to tell you a little bit about the Miracle 2 soap products, which we carry at Radio Liberty. Now, we can't make any medical claims for them, but we will tell you that many of the people who use these products do make claims and tell us how the wonderful, wonderful things it's done for them. There is a soap, there is a moisturizing soap, a lotion, a gel, and a neutralizing solution, which some people claim seems to help them as far as their gastric upset, their heartburn is concerned. Well, I can tell you that I've used these products for about a year now, and I'm very, very happy with them. My wife uses them, and many of our listeners use them. In fact, we have a large number of people who got started using these, and they have so many uses. If you'd like to find out what the Miracle 2 soap products can do, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We'll send you the manufacturer's brochure, and, of course, if you'd like to order, we have a special introductory offer. Call 1-800-544-8927 and ask for Miracle 2 products.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
And we have returned. Did you fly any place during the month of June? I'm talking about on a commercial airliner. Now, if you have your own Learjet, I don't think that would count. Or if you have a little Piper Cub or something, that doesn't count. But if you flew during the month of June, for whatever it's worth, the government knows all about you. The transportation security. It's for your security, people. The Transportation Security Administration wants the flying public to trust it with travel records of everyone who flew in June. There's 54 million of you. Notice I say of you because I didn't fly in June or July or August or September or before that. 54 million people did fly. And the interesting thing is, if you bought your tickets with a credit card, they've got your credit card number now. Can you trust the security, the Transportation Security Administration? Oh, the administration probably, but what about the people that work there? You know, all this stuff bothers me. Brownfield, you go around, you thrive on disaster. I just don't like the idea. It's nobody's business. And here they want the flying records of 54 million people. Now, what are you going to do with the records of 54 million people? They can't possibly look at that stuff, can they? Or can they? How many more bureaucratic bunglers will they have to hire in order to go through all of that? Anyway, so goes it. In New London, Connecticut, and by the way, I am hearing a little of this on national network news, for goodness sakes. They don't tell the story exactly like I think it should be told, but the Connecticut Supreme Court just ruled 4-3 that allowed the New London Development Corporation to use laws of eminent domain to condemn a neighborhood. for a Pfizer research facility. Along with it, the property was taken, and there's homes there, there's businesses there, and it is going to going to have also a luxury hotel and some office buildings on it. And all of this through eminent domain. Well, get out your little handy-dandy Constitution book that we've sent you and look up the Fifth Amendment, which has to do with eminent domain. And it says this: nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Now, is a Pfizer research facility, a luxury hotel, and an office building, is that for private use? The Connecticut Supreme Court said it was. Now it's going to the U.S. Supreme Court. And I don't think those people can read a bit better than the justices in Connecticut. It's a changing world, ladies and gentlemen, and you are witnessing it with your very eyes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. We are in a battle. Our freedom is at stake, and more importantly, the freedom of our children, grandchildren, and future generations are at stake. Fighting the good fight seems futile at times, but there's one thing you can do to turn the tide. By supporting the Paragon Foundation, you support individuals committed to fighting the elements in our country that want to take away your private property rights and your right to work and live where you choose. The Paragon Foundation provides financial support to individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and exchange of ideas that offset the prevailing force in our society that is attempting to destroy our constitutional freedoms. The Paragon Foundation carefully scrutinizes every request for financial support to ensure that mission statement is fulfilled. All donations are tax deductible. Administrative costs are kept as low as possible so you know that your donations make a difference. So do make a difference today. Support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. For many years, Ben Stein has written a biweekly column called Monday Night at Morton's. Morton's is a famous chain of steakhouses known to be frequented by movie stars and famous people. I've never been there. As famous as I am, I've never eaten at Morton's. I ate at Dean's Bar and Grill. But anyway, Morton's is a famous chain, and famous people go there. But Ben says he is terminating the column. He says, I no longer think Hollywood stars are terribly important. They are pleasant, friendly people, and they treat me better than I deserve to be treated. But a man or woman who makes a huge wage for memorizing lines and reciting them in front of a camera is no longer my idea of a shining star that we should all look up to. How can a man or woman who makes an eight-figure wage and lives in insane luxury really be a star in today's world if, by a star, we mean someone bright and powerful and an attractive role model? Real stars are not riding around in the backs of limousines or driving Porsches or getting trained in yoga and only eating raw fruit while they have Vietnamese girls do their nails. They can be interesting, nice people, but they are not heroes to me any longer, and he's going to quit writing about them. And then he talks about the real star or the soldiers in Iraq. He says, I'm no longer comfortable being a part of a system that has such poor values. I do not want to perpetuate those values of pretending by who is eating at Martin's is a big subject. There are plenty of other stars in the American way, the policemen and women who go off on patrol and have no idea if they'll return alive, the orderlies and paramedics who bring in people who have been in terrible accidents and prepare them for surgery, the teachers, the nurses who throw their whole spirits into caring for autistic children, the kind men and women who work in hospices and in cancer wards. Think of each and every fireman who is running up the stairs at the World Trade Center as the towers begin to collapse. Now you have my idea of a real hero. We are not responsible for the operation of the universe, and what happens to us is not terribly important. God is real, not a fiction, and when we turn our lives over to Him, He takes far better care of us than we could ever do for ourselves. So in a word, we make ourselves sane when we fire ourselves as the directors of the movie of our lives and turn the power over to Him. I came to realize that life was lived to help others, and that's the only way that matters. This is my highest and best use as a human. I can put it another way. Years ago, I realized I could never be as great an actor as Olivier, or as good a comic as Steve Martin, or Fred Willard, or as good an economist as Samuelson or Friedman, or as good a writer as Fitzgerald, but I could be a devoted father to my son, a husband to my wife, and above all, a good son to the parents who had done so much for me. I did it moderately well with my son. I did it pretty well with my wife, and well indeed with my parents. I cared for and paid attention to them in their declining years. I stayed with them. This is my highest and best use as a human faith. I'm sorry. This is my highest and best use as a human. Faith is not believing that God can. It is knowing that God will. So Ben Stein has given up writing his biweekly column entitled Monday Night at Morton's, and he's going to start doing other things for other people. By the way, coming up October the 14th, and a lot of people attended the last Byways meeting because they heard it on the show, there'll be a meeting at the junction of Highway 5 at Vaught's Family Restaurant at Gainesville, Missouri, Thursday, October the 14th. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.